B-Pod Studios.
It's the Rap Party Podcast with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Yes. Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody.
Hello.
Here's my special talent. You ready, Loren? Welcome to the rap party. I tap my chest and I can talk with a broken voice.
What exactly?
I don't know. Stupid talent.
What does that do?
What talent do you have?
I can pick up anything with my toes.
Say what?
I can pick up anything with my toes. My husband thinks it is the most disgusting thing in the entire world. My son can do it too. So it was somehow genetic. And...
oh my God, on tomorrow's show, you are going to have to pick up some items with your toes.
Okay, I can do that.
How long are your toes?
They're not really long. I have kind of stubby toes, too.
And you're saying anything with confidence.
Yeah.
Like, could you pick up the top, the water bottle? Like, can you grab it from the top?
Oh, yeah. I could pick this?
Yeah.
Easily.
There's water in it.
There. I could easily pick this up. Hold on.
She's put the water bottle on the ground. She's putting her claws on it. Oh, my God. She picked it up. Now, you are picking it up between your big toe and your little toe.
Yeah, it just depends on, like, which way it lays on how I'd pick it up. Like, this pen, I can pick this up just, like, with all my toes.
Now, do all the Marolas have this? Is this a talent? Is this, oh, my God. That's so funny. Oh,
Dallas
my God.
Calls it my monkey toes.
We got to throw items on the floor and see, like, what you can pick up.
You have, like, an opposable thumb on your foot.
Is this, like, a Italian family side trait or what?
Yeah. Yeah, it's on my... well... no, it's on my mom's side. My mom's half Italian, but...
that's hilarious. All right, be listening tomorrow, everybody. And on the air, we will do a little segment where Loren picks up stuff with her toes, which
will
be funny.
I mean, it can't be heavy. You know what I mean? It has to be within reason. But yes, I can pretty much pick anything up with my toes.
I remember on an episode of the Howard Stern Show, I might have been interning there when this happened. And I think maybe I was. I feel like I was. There was this woman who had... big breasts, and she could hold items underneath her breast. So, like, we went and got, like, a liter of Coke, an iron.
Like, in the fold under her boob?
Okay. Yeah, and, like, they tried to see how many things they could put under her giant breast. But I don't really have that many talents. I could whistle pretty loud.
Yeah.
See?
I don't have any useful talents, but...
I don't know. Picking up something with your toes is a useful talent if you're in jail and you need to get your... you know, get your toe around something or, like, take the
safety pin that's laying in the hallway.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, every movie has that one scene. But anyway, that's funny, man. That is hilarious. All right, so on today's rap party, I do want to mention that there is someone. Now, this is someone who is different than the person that we talked about earlier in the week on the rap party. The person we talked about earlier in the week who my wife and her best friend follow. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, that was last week.
That was last week.
On the rap party.
And she has, like, an OnlyFans account.
Well, she has, she's made up to $10,000 a month selling her bath water and her toenails, mm-hmm. just to name a few things.
Yeah, that's gross.
So I have to give you an update. My wife, I told her about it.
Did you ask her if she follows her?
She does. Remember? We went on her Instagram, and my wife and her friend Caitlin are the only two that follow her, her coworker.
Yes, but I want to know, like, how that came to be.
Caitlin went to school with her.
Get out of here.
Yes.
Has Amanda met her?
Yeah. No, on the phone, they've talked, they've FaceTimed, and she's trying to start, like, a little company and drag other women into it.
Wait. Hold on a second. Did this woman ask your wife?
And Amanda's,
if she,
like,
would sell her,
like,
bathwater and toenails?
Amanda's like, fuck yeah, for the money?
Nobody ever asked me this shit.
Well, because you say no a lot on the radio. But and then the woman goes to Amanda, she goes, you're a redhead? You're already, like, an unusual unicorn that men would pay a lot of money for.
That's hilarious.
So, Amanda, I'm in the bathroom, and we have a garbage can to the left of the toilet. This woman sells everything from the bath water to, like, bras, underwear.
She says she throws nothing away.
Lululemon pants that men will buy her. People will buy her stuff, send it to her. She'll wear it, and then she'll send it back to the guy.
See, that's what I need to get into.
With pictures of her wearing it. Yeah, right? Wear clothes. And I guess you get to... you get to wear the clothes for a little while.
Yeah.
But then you got to send it back.
Yeah, but who cares if you're constantly getting new stuff?
So I go to the bathroom yesterday and I look and Amanda's got like one of those, like she called it a bralette.
Uh-huh.
Bralette.
Yeah.
It's different than a bra.
Yeah.
It doesn't have like a cup.
A cup or
and it's
it
in
looks
the garbage.
A little bit like a half shirt.
Yeah. And I go, if we're being serious about this, you can't throw this shit away. What's wrong with you? And she's like, stop.
Huh.
I was like, well, you were talking a big game the other day that mm-hmm. you were going to do that.
Yeah.
She's like, I saw my toenails, my red hair. There's red hair all over the bathroom floor.
Uh-huh. You
from
take it
her.
Out of your brush.
I vacuum it up. I'll just sweep it up and put it in a baggie and send it to somebody. Who cares what they do with it on the other end, Lorraine? It's money.
Yeah.
So I found another story. This is a makeup artist named Amber Sweetheart. She says she's made $2 million on OnlyFans by sending sexy text messages. She's made $2 million. The queen of sexting says she built her empire by creating a business strategy and learning marketing and advertising.
What's her name?
Amber Sweetheart. Amber. See if Amanda and Caitlin are following her. This is how we found out last time. But this woman, Amber, says her sessions last 30 to 40 minutes of texting, and she can earn between $200 and $1,000 per session. Her tips for sexting, be open, create a story, and have patience and imagination.
All these people are hot.
She doesn't send lewd pictures. She doesn't like being aggressive. And she doesn't send texts that are too long. But she sexts with guys who are married, single, or otherwise.
I mean, she's in lingerie all over her Instagram page.
All right, I'll have a look.
Huge butt.
Let me have a look.
Like, in a good way, a huge butt.
Yeah. I'm a butt person myself.
Are you?
Yeah. Let's see. Amber.
She hasn't posted that much on here. Directing people to her OnlyFans, I'm sure. Oh, no. I just didn't load. Yeah, that's her best asset. If
I didn't find her.
Amber J. Sweetheart.
Oh, I typed Sweatheart. And somebody came up, by the way. Oh, yeah, there she is. Okay. Yeah, so this woman, she just texts with guys.
Hmm.
And she's made $2 million. The point is like we're all looking for something, right? We're all looking for what makes us us and what makes us happy and also like what makes us money. I mean, that's super important. We have to make money. And if you're making $2 million and you don't have a boss telling you what time you need to check in, what time mm-hmm. you need to check out, where you need to be, how many vacation hours you could take.
Dude, you could travel. You could do the sitting on the coast of Amalfi.
Right.
From anywhere.
And I'm bringing these articles up and these stories up because I don't want to be
Because you're trying to get me to quit.
No, I'm not. But
I'm
like,
kidding.
But like there's a whole world out there and so many people know already how to work Insta and OnlyFans. And like if you can make money at it, it's a job.
Mm-hmm.
It's different than porn. It's not nearly as fun as porn, but it's different than porn.
I don't know if porn would be fun for
me. I'm joking. No. From what I heard from like porn stars and stuff in like interviews,
mm-hmm.
it's like a job.
Yeah.
Punch in, punch out, gone. And none of it's even real. None of it's like a reality, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had to tell Nicole that the other day. She was upset when I told her that porn's not real. I'm joking. She's sitting right here on the floor.
She's going to hate you.
She didn't even look up at me. Anyway, so I thought that was interesting, too. And, the one other thing that I wanted to talk about on the show was how the guy called in, the landscaper called in for my dad. And you think that if your dad lived here, by the way, do you think that your dad would have moved here once you had kids? Or is he the type of person that would have been like, I planted my flag in Florida. I will see you as many times as you want to come visit.
I really don't know. That is kind of a mystery to me. I think he would have moved here. I think.
Or maybe had a house here and a house there.
Well, because the only reason.
Summer's here, winter's there.
I think my mom would. Well, I don't know. I don't know if my mom would live here full time if her boyfriend didn't have the condo in Florida. Like, she might still.
I think she works
just
down there.
She works on the beach. My dad was like, he would go where work was. So if he could find more work here, he would live here.
You think he wouldn't have been retired? Like he'd
no,
still
he
be
would,
doing?
He would still
and
be
how
stuff.
Old would he be?
Oh, God.
70s?
I'm not good at this. I think he would have been 70, right?
70. Okay.
22.
So he's 11 years younger than my dad, who's retired. And
no, he'd have been 80.
Oh, he would have been 80?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. He's only a year younger than my dad then. Dana was married to an 80-year-old?
Yeah, my mom and my dad were
40 years apart?
42 years apart.
42 years apart?
Yeah. No. That's not right.
What's wrong with her?
24 years apart, right? If he's...
How old is your mom?
She's 56. Yeah, 24 years apart.
Okay.
They're 24 years apart.
I was going to say.
Like, freak me out. My dad was 42 when I was born.
Well, was he 62 and she was 12? Yeah, well, times were different back then.
You got me confused. I'm not good at math.
But anyway, you said the same that like, so my dad pays people that so for instance, he got new phones yesterday. Today we heard from the landscapers who mowed his yard yesterday that he went out there, offered him money to come help him set up his phones.
Yeah. But so I meant it in the sense that like my dad would offer somebody money to do something he couldn't do. There wasn't much my dad couldn't do, though. My dad could fix anything.
Super handy.
He was the handiest man I've ever met my entire life. Built my Pennsylvania house from scratch.
Would he have done your back patio?
Yes.
He could have done,
I don't know if he could have done hardscaping like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he built a little waterfall and pond in our front yard in Pennsylvania.
That.
Like he literally could figure anything out. And he lived before YouTube was a thing. Like now, if I put a technology in my dad's hand, like he would have been able to do anything.
Yeah.
He wasn't real technical.
Who is?
Yeah. My dad had been showing him how to copy and paste on a desktop.
We got cable TV in like 1983. I remember the day. I was sitting outside and like the cable truck came down the street and they're like, we're burying cable and you can either get it up your driveway or not. Like we're sending it down the street. And that's how it operated. I don't think anything even came in the mail. I think like we had to sign something right then and there. And they buried the cable and ran it up. And all of a sudden we had HBO and like 15 other channels that we never had before. So we get it. We get the boxes. And so typical to the Maney fashion and my dad being clueless with anything, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not working. Mm-hmm. Why is it not working? Because the TV had to be on channel 3.
Oh.
And the cable box came through channel 3.
Mm-hmm.
So we had it on the wrong channel. And that's just so typical of it. Like, we're like, yes, cable, turn the shit on. Not working.
Not working. See, my dad was the kind of person.
And my dad, by the way, sorry, my dad's like, rip it up, get it out of here. It's not working. You know, and then the guy's like, oh, no, you just put it on channel 3.
Yeah. You know, my dad would have been, remember when you could like pay extra, but they had to kind of do that? To like, they would have to hook something else in. My dad would have been the guy to like throw somebody an extra $20 to hook it up and like not
tell
anyone.
The job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we got this thing called the Descrambler, which was awesome because we got the pay per view channels and the adult channels. And we could watch fights like back in the 90s.
We had a scrambler too.
Tyson, Holyfield were big.
Yeah.
You know, you could watch Jurassic Park in like 93. But they were highly illegal. So we had the regular boxes upstairs and my neighbor bought these scrambler boxes in New York City and he brought them back to like the neighborhood. We all had them.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing was like if the cable company came, the neighbors
you'd
would call
hide
each
them.
Other. Yeah. They'd be like, hey, it's Judy. Tell your dad to bring out the other boxes. The cable guy is coming and he might be, you know, looking to come in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd have to change it. And then they got smart and they threw commercials on that only aired on people that had the scrambler boxes.
Oh.
And a neighbor called to order something and got busted for it. And they never let them live it down.
Really?
Yeah.
Like it went that deep.
This was much later. This was like, you know, it had been around for a long time.
Okay.
So it's probably like later in the 90s. Yeah, he called for like something.
Wow.
A Chia Pet. You know?
Nobody orders those.
They only aired the commercial on the Scrambler box and
That's funny.
So all right, hopefully you enjoyed your rap party. Don't forget tomorrow Lorenz picking up shit with her toes and start an OnlyFans account.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.